More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on More to Life, stray sheep. Have your kids or other family members gone astray? We'll help you respond with love and wisdom. Let's bring them back. 877-573-7825. All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to Life. Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today our show is titled Stray Sheep. We're talking about when our adult kids or other family members go astray, when our teens push back against our faith or our values. How can we respond with love and wisdom? How can we bring them back? 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Reach out and let us help you bring those stray sheep back.
I think it's so agonizingly painful to be a parent who is a faithful Catholic, faithful Christian, and have your children reject that. It's so multi-layered, isn't it? It's the layer of they're rejecting what I love most, which is God and my church, so I'm feeling rejected myself. You struggle with, what did I do wrong? What could I have done differently? But now I can't rewind the clock. You'd struggle with being terrified for their souls, for how they're living, for how things are going to turn out. And when it's your children, you're concerned about your future grandchildren or your present grandchildren and what that's going to mean for them. It's truly a heartbreak that we often feel we have no control over, that we don't know how to remedy at all, and it causes us such a feeling of sadness, but also of anger and confusion, and not knowing what God wants us to do. And every situation is slightly different. So we want to be here for you today to help you bridge that gap between you and your kids and God and His church. Give us a call today at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Call up and share. Has your adult son or daughter walked away from the church? And maybe you're afraid to say or do anything that would push them further away. Maybe your grown child is making choices or gotten involved with a person or lifestyle that goes against everything you've tried to teach them. Maybe you're watching your teen struggle with their faith or make choices or have friends that you're concerned are leading them away from your faith or values. Are you and your spouse on different pages about how to handle someone you care about who has gone astray? Or maybe you feel guilty, like you must have done something wrong because your child's rejected the faith that you worked so hard to pass on. Have you been praying for that loved one to come back to the faith for, it seems like, ever? And you're starting to lose hope that anything could ever change. Let us help you identify those next steps and find the ways to cooperate with God's grace to make those connections with those, quote-unquote, stray sheep and help to lead them back. 877-573-7825.
Well, and I have a twist to that. Perhaps you're not the parent whose child has gone astray, but perhaps you are the child, the young adult or fully adult child, whose parents have no faith, and you wish you could share that with them. And you're worried about, especially as your parents are getting older, what is going to happen to them for all eternity. I know I was in that place as the only faithful person in my family, and it was heartbreaking. So no matter where you are, if you have a loved one who's gone astray, we're here for you today on More to Life at 877-573-7825.
Well, that's right. And, you know, so a lot of what I was just saying, we're focused on, you know, adult kids. But in reality, you know, we're talking about anybody that you care about who has fallen away or that you're concerned about, the choices that they're making. Let us help you be a grace-filled influence in their life, whoever they are. 877-573-7825. Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And, you know, if you're wondering, well, you know, how can theology help me deal with these kinds of things? Well, you come to the right place. See, St. John Paul, when he was Pope, asked a serious question, a big question. He was wondering, you know, how could we discern some universal principles about God's plan for leading a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships. And he looked at creation and scripture and salvation history and all the rest and was able to identify certain principles that ultimately became what people refer to as the theology of the body.
And the theology of the body reminds us that relationship is at the heart of everything God does. People don't come into the church or come back to the church because someone out-argued them, out-lectured them, or reminded them of the rules. As St. John Paul put it, evangelization takes on characteristics of a good relationship interwoven with love, simplicity, practicality, and daily witness. That's especially true when the person who's left the church is someone we love.
And that's really hard, because our instinct, when someone we love goes astray, is to let our feelings tell us what to do. And unfortunately, for the most part, that means either lecturing or arguing or even avoiding the issue. Those are all, of course, reactive responses, and none of them work. In fact, imagine that your kid falls off their bike. You don't stand at the end of the driveway and shout instructions about what she did wrong. But you also don't go inside and close the door because she didn't listen to you the first time. Mm-hmm. You walk over, you help her up, you stay close. And that's really the posture we need to adopt with anyone who is struggling, especially in their faith.
The research actually backs this up. A study conducted through the Center for Applied Research and the Apostolate found that kids who maintained their faith into adulthood did so primarily because they experienced the faith as the source of the warmth in their relationships with their parents growing up. Not just rules, the warmth. The connection. And that principle doesn't stop being true when your kids turn 25 or 45.
You know, we can't win someone back by treating them like a project. They need to see how the faith is making a real difference in our life, our marriage, and our capacity to love them well, even when they're making choices that break your heart. The most important thing you can do for a family member who's gone astray is to work on building the kind of relationship with them that, over time, lets them see you as someone who's safe to confide in and who can serve as a mentor. But that can be a tall order, and it's hard to know how to move out of the maybe antagonistic dynamic that exists between you and that person, how to create the kind of relationship that makes them open to what you might have to say or share with them. Let us help today on More to Life. The show is titled Stray Sheep, and we're talking about those times when our kids or other family members have gone astray.
Or even good friends that we're concerned about.
And we want to help you respond with love and wisdom and find those next steps toward winning their hearts back. For you, for the Lord, and His church. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord. And then we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you today and we thank you for the gift of faith. And we know, Lord, that you have given faith, that innate longing for something more, that innate longing for meaning and connection to all people. But sometimes it can be discouraging when we see the people that we love the most, especially our kids or family members, friends, falling away from religious faith and not knowing how to reach out to them. not knowing how to build our relationship with them, not knowing how to reclaim their hearts for you or your church. And so, Lord, we ask you to guide our steps, to help us to avoid those temptations to lecture, to argue, to lean back on rules, but rather to focus on building the kind of relationship that opens their hearts to us, that to focus on leading the kind of life that allows them to see the power of your grace at work in our life and relationships, and to build the kind of relationship that allows them to see us as a source of support and even mentoring, so that we can be instruments of grace in their lives and lead them back to you. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, the show is titled Stray Sheep. Have your kids or other people that you care about, friends, family members, gone astray? We want to help you respond with love and wisdom and win them back. Give us a call at 877-573-7825, whether it's your adult daughter or son who's walked away from the church and you're afraid to push them further away by what you do or say. If your grown child is making choices or gotten involved with a person or lifestyle that goes against the things you've tried to teach them. Maybe you're watching your teen struggle with their faith or make choices or have friends that you're concerned are leading them away from your faith or values. Maybe you and your spouse are on different pages about how to handle someone, not just an adult kid, but could be a parent, a family member, a friend, who's gone astray. Maybe you feel guilty about, you know, doing what you feel might have been something wrong because this person has rejected the faith that you've worked so hard to share with them. Whatever the situation is, we want to help you find those next steps forward. Give us a call. The number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
Greg, we got a question here from Marie, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Toledo, Ohio. Excuse me. She writes, my 28-year-old daughter announced last year that she no longer considers herself a Catholic and has stopped going to Mass entirely. She says that the church isn't relevant to her anymore. I've tried sending her articles. I've tried buying her books. I've tried inviting her to different events at our parish. Nothing works. Last month, I broke down and told her I was worried about the state of her soul. And she didn't speak to me for 3 weeks. My husband says I need to back off and just pray. But it feels like the wrong thing to do nothing. How do I stay close to her without pretending I'm fine with her decision? And that's Marie in Ohio.
All right, Marie, thank you so much. And I certainly understand how your heart is breaking and how much you want to be able to bring your daughter back to the faith. And I think that's a beautiful thing. And we have added her and your family to our More to Life prayer list, that the Holy Spirit would touch her heart and open her to the possibility of coming back. That said, in the meantime, it's not entirely, well, either what you are doing or your husband is suggesting that's the course forward. Yes, certainly you need to be lifting her up in prayer. But I would suggest that your prayer also be that, you know, while you're asking the Lord to touch her heart, that you ask the Lord to inform your and your husband's hearts on how you can build the kind of relationship with your daughter that would make her more open to you in general, not just specifically about the faith, but that would create the kind of warmth in your relationship with her that would make her feel safe opening up to you, like we said in the reflection, without there being a lecture behind the door. And it's so hard to not want to make everything about converting your daughter or winning her heart back to the church. But when she has been less than receptive to the direct approach, your focus wants to be on two things right now. One, building your relationship with her and making it safe for her to just feel safe around you. When I say safe, I mean she's not going to be judged. She's not going to be lectured. She's not going to be criticized. She's not going to be told that she's doing things wrong. That you're looking for ways to come close to her and support whatever good things she is doing in her life.
Let's emphasize that. Whatever good things she's doing. So just to pick up on that for a moment, Greg, and then I'm going to let you finish your thought. But this is so important because people miss it. This does not mean supporting everything she does if she's walking, you know, in a state of mortal sin or something. That's you have to handle that differently. But you're looking for where God is present in the things that she is doing, because everything good comes from God. So you're supporting that, letting her feel closer to you, and not just looking for those things as an opportunity to lecture her.
Is she responsible in her work? Make sure that you're complimenting her on that. If she's making healthy choices in her life, then make sure that you're complimenting her on that.
If there are certain virtues she's living, that she perseveres in things that are difficult, that she's charitable to people, call them out and use those words of virtue so she can begin to connect that with what you see in her.
In our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Her Adult Sons and Daughters, which is really about building the kind of relationship that opens our kids' hearts to us. We talk a lot about the difference between accompaniment and approval. So approval is where we say, everything you're doing is great, keep it up. Right? And obviously you can't do that. But accompaniment is where you both look for things you can support that are healthy, but also look for the intentions behind the things that you disagree with. So, for example, if she's in a relationship that you have questions about, you can validate the fact that she is looking for love and looking to be in a stable relationship with somebody, even while you express your concerns about the person that she's chosen or the way she's living that relationship. You can say, look, I love you, and I want you to find the love of a lifetime, and I want you to have that stable and healthy relationship. I'm just concerned about the way you're going about it, and look, I'm your mom. I want the best for you. Sue me. You know, I mean, it's not you're breaking all the rules or you're not following your faith. It's, I see what you're going after, but I'm concerned about the way you're doing it, that it's not going to work for you. And I just want the best for you, right? So that's how you're building the kind of relationship with her. You're not, and by the way, you're not making that conversation the main conversation. The main conversation is how can you be around her? How can you support her? How can you spend time with her that feels safe and inviting, right? And then when you need to say something, that's how you say it. The second thing, though, I want you to look at is, what's your witness? You know, are there things about your life that she would criticize or even blame your faith for? You know, or that she would say that your marriage isn't what she wants it, she wishes it was, or the way you interact with other people is somehow flawed because she sees your faith responsible for you not being the best witness. I mean, look at that and ask yourself, what do I need to do to grow in those areas that would allow me to be a credible witness and a mentor to my daughter? Those are hard questions to look at, but that's really how we step into that role of being able to create the kind of relationship with our adult kids that makes them actually want to listen to us and be open to what we might have to share. So focus on those two things. We talk about this more in our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Our Adult Sons and Daughters. Check that out for additional support, or if you'd like more personalized assistance, reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com, where we can connect you with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you heal this relationship and know how to move things forward. Thanks again for the question. If there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us here or through CatholicCounselors.com. And once again, the book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Our Adult Sons and Daughters, available at CatholicCounselors.com or wherever books are sold. With that, we got to go to break. When we come back, more with your calls on our show titled Stray Sheep. Have your kids or other family members gone astray, left the faith, making choices that you're concerned about? We want to help you respond with love and wisdom and win them back. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. In addition, when we come back, we'll be taking your calls, plus be speaking with Jacob Flores Popchak, who's a pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com. He'll be sharing some insights from the road to Emmaus to help us win back those people we love who've fallen astray. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues after the break.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
That They May Be One, a docudrama featuring Cardinal Renero Cantalamessa, Dr. Mary Healy, and Francis Chen, exploring how the Holy Spirit has been working across generations and denominations to answer the prayer of Jesus.
Church is meant to look like the Church of the Acts of the Apostles. And if you read Acts, you see just how far we are.
In theaters May 19th and 20th. More information at thatthemaybeonefilm.com.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Announcing again our popular St. Paul Mediterranean cruise and pilgrimage, visiting over 10 biblical sites. You'll never read the New Testament the same again after exploring Athens, Ephesus, Corinth, Thessalonica, Philippi, Crete, and the Greek Isles, and much more. Mass at Mary's House. Our luxurious celebrity cruise liner awaits you.
To learn more about your Ave Maria Radio trip, find the Ave Maria Radio travel tab at avemariaradio.net.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. And today on More to Life, Stray Sheep. We're talking about those times when our kids or other family members or people we care about have gone astray. How do we win them back? 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Jacob Flores Popchak. He's a pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com, and he wanted to share some scriptural insights into what accompaniment looks like. Hey, Jacob, welcome to More to Life.
Thanks so much for having me.
So, yeah, let's talk about this. I mean, it's hard to know how to accompany somebody that we care about who's fallen away, but you say that the Road to Emmaus offered some insights.
Yeah, I love the story of the Road to Emmaus. It's one I return to over and over again in my own work and in what I kind of instruct my clients to do. You know, we have these two disciples of Christ, and they're leaving Jerusalem after the death of Jesus, right? They're fleeing Jerusalem. They can be literally seen to be, quote-unquote, heading the wrong way, right? They're operating under a misunderstanding that Christ is still dead. They are operating in doubt, right? They've already heard the reports of the women that he is risen, and they don't believe, and they're heading the wrong way. And Christ, we're told, appears to them, but their hardness of heart prevents them from seeing him fully, right? And he continues to walk with them in the wrong direction anyway, right? He doesn't tell them, stop, go back to Jerusalem. He doesn't, you know, chastise them, right? He instead walks with them in the wrong direction and explains to them the events that they've just experienced within the context of the ancient scriptures that they're familiar with, right? Now, it's easy for us to maybe, you know, read that scripture and go, oh, well, he's just teaching them. No, it's deeper than that. He's meeting them where they're at with the scriptures that are special and important to them, specifically their cultural lens, their cultural identity, right? And he's walking with them in the wrong direction, and he's not pulling back his hood and saying, ta-da, I'm Jesus, why don't you see me? I'm alive, blah, right? No, he's understanding that they're not in a place where they can really receive that yet. They're too hurting, they're too confused, they're in too much grief. And it is only when they've sort of arrived at the inn, and he makes it look as though he's going to continue on, that they then invite him in to spend the night with them. And it's not just a literal sort of inviting in that's happening there. It's an emotional inviting in. They've revealed, hey, we've lowered our guard enough now that we're actually inviting you in to us, to ourselves. You have made us feel seen. I mean, it literally says, we're not our hearts burning within us as we spoke with him, right? And it's then that they invite him in, and it's only then that they are able to recognize him in the breaking of the bread, this incredibly intimate act with God that we have as Catholics, right? And I think that's just an incredible template for what it looks like to actually accompany and actually empathize with people who have fallen away from the faith, right? So often we turn these people into projects, or worse, hunting trophies, where I'm going to collect a certain number of converts and I'm going to put their heads up on my wall. And they're not human beings. They're just hatch marks to cross off, right? so often we turn these people into external forms of validation, right? Maybe my life is a mess. My spiritual life isn't what I want it to be. My own, you know, family isn't necessarily as faithful as I like it to be. But if I could just convert this friend or this adult kid or this whoever it is, then I would feel like a really good Christian, right? So it becomes an act of pride and ego to be converting other people, right? Sometimes it's about meeting a quota where I feel like God is this judgmental God and I just have to sort of evangelize a certain number of people in order to sort of appeal to his quota. And it doesn't matter whether I'm effective or not. It just matters that I get numbers like a used car salesman, right? But none of that is actual evangelization. All of that is a satanic counterfeit. The only thing that authentic evangelization looks like is walking with people, often in the wrong direction, right? Often in directions that we might feel a little bit of anxiety in our chest about going, ooh, is this bad? Is that angry, judgmental God that I maybe accidentally believe in, you know, really, really frustrated with me for walking in this way? No. Walk with that person in quote unquote the wrong direction, being Christ to them, representing how Christ loves them, allow their heart to burn within them. And then when they're ready, they'll invite you in.
I really want to also say with this, because I'm right with you on there, but also remembering always to stop doing that performative thing where it's like, God, okay, I'm going to just walk the wrong way with these people, or I'm just going to do... We have to be saying, Lord, open my heart and my mind how you want me to talk to this particular person, or listen to this particular person, or the way you want me to walk with this particular person. And if I'm doing it wrong, give me the ears to hear you and correct me so I can do it right and serve you and give you glory.
Thank you so much for being with us, Jacob. Always a pleasure, and I appreciate your insights. If folks would like to learn more about your good work, I encourage them to go to CatholicCounselors.com. And we are taking your calls, listeners, right now at 877-573-7825. Today's show titled Stray Sheep. Let us help you win your kids and others back to the faith.
Maybe you've been hearing a lot about the need to make a spiritual communion while participating from home in a live-streamed or broadcast Mass. There's more to it than reciting the act of spiritual communion. We should begin by having sincere repentance for our sins and affirming our belief that Christ's death redeemed us. Next, we call to mind the spiritual gifts found in Christ's sacrifice and thank God earnestly for them. Now we are disposed to pray the traditional prayer of spiritual communion. Jesus, I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you.
We were made for spiritual greatness. The divine image is in every person, however dimly seen in some. God gave man a spiritual and immortal soul. From the first moment in the womb, he or she is destined for eternal life with God. Man, by his reasoning, is capable of understanding the order the Creator has established. By our will, we are capable of aligning ourselves with our true good, which is where we find our perfection. Reason provides recognition of God's voice directing us toward good and avoiding evil. The law of God is made known by our conscience and is fulfilled by the love of God and love of neighbor. Because our first parents sinned, we suffer the wound of original sin. Thus, while we still desire good, we are inclined toward evil and subject to error. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
Strained or broken relationships are a given in most of our lives. Friends fall away, siblings drift apart, children sever ties with their parents, and despite our best efforts, these painful fissures are difficult to mend. Hi, I'm Dr. Ray. If you want to learn how to communicate better with the difficult people in your life and be a more easygoing, more forgiving person, check out my book, How to Get Along with Almost Everybody. Check it out, and all my other books on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net. That's AveMariaRadio.net.
Hi, I'm Lisa Popcheck. St. John Bosco is an important saint for Catholic families. Although he wasn't a parent, he was renowned for being a compassionate Christian teacher and the founder of a religious order dedicated to helping and educating children. At the time, people believed that children were little better than animals who responded only to physical punishment and harsh correction. One day in prayer, St. John Bosco received a heavenly vision where the Blessed Mother told him that children should be corrected not with blows, but with sweetness and charity. Deeply moved by this vision, Bosco developed an approach to discipline he called the preventive system, in contrast to what he considered to be the heavy-handed repressive system of his day. He taught his followers that even the most willful, defiant children would offer their heartfelt obedience if they were treated with love and respect. And not only did his approach work, but it raised a saint. His student, Saint Dominic Savio, is often called the first fruit of the preventive system. To learn more about Saint John Bosco and his preventive system, check out our book, Parenting Your Kids with Grace, or visit CatholicHOM.com.
Welcome back, folks. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today's show is titled Stray Sheep, as we talk about our kids or other family members who have fallen away from the faith. How can we build relationship with them? How can we win them back to us, to the Lord, to His church? Give us a call. 877-573-7825. Whether it is your adult kids, your teens, or somebody else, a spouse, a parent, another family member, a friend that you're concerned about and would like to be a witness to in some way, let's talk about what it takes to build that kind of relationship that makes them open to our influence, to our mentorship, to opportunities to bring them back to the Lord and His church. 877-573-7825.
Before we take our next call, we want to tell you that it's time to celebrate EWTN affiliate Our Lady of Perpetual Help, because they have been on the air for 22 years as of this week.
It's amazing. Congratulations to Greg Hamilton and his team at KOUR 92.7 FM, Our Lady of Perpetual Help Radio, serving Coralville, Iowa. Thanks to Greg Hamilton and his team and everybody who makes EWTN Radio possible, especially you, the listener. And remember, to support your local EWTN Catholic radio station with your prayers and with your dollars as well. Let's keep EWTN Catholic radio going strong for decades to come so we can keep supporting you and your loved ones in living a more faithful, joyful, and abundant life. 877-573-7825. We are taking your calls today on our show titled Stray Sheep. Has your adult son or daughter walked away from the church, or someone else you care about, whether that's a spouse, a parent, a family member, a friend, and you're not sure how to reach their hearts? Let's talk about it. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Andrea, who's listening to EWTN Radio in California.
Hi, Andrea. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hi, good morning, sir. Okay, my my concern is my daughter, my youngest daughter.
And
her
family. How old is she?
She's 36.
Okay.
Okay.
And what's going on?
Well, her family, they are coming here to San Diego and live with us for a while because they will be stationed here.
Oh, okay.
Because I wanted her to have her young boys to join the catechism, but she doesn't like it. When I was in Japan, she told me that there wasn't any catechism there in the base, and I didn't believe her. I went to the church and talked to some people, and they gave me books for second grader and third grader, books and textbooks and workbooks. But when I gave it to her, I presented it to her, she told me, Mom, my sons are not interested in this, and it hurt me a lot. And my husband said, you be quiet. Don't mind her. But, you know, I'm a catechist myself now here in our parish, St. Charles. And they're living here. They're coming by May 16th.
I understand.
And my friends told me, just be quiet. Just make it subtle. You just go to, you know, like that. And I don't know what to do. Please help.
Well, a couple of questions, Andrea. So your husband is asking you to back off. Is your husband a faithful Catholic?
Yes.
He is. Okay.
He's still sleeping. He's upstairs.
Oh, that's fine. No, so, and what's your relationship with your daughter like in general? And would you say that it's a friendly relationship?
We're good. Yeah, we're good. My husband said because he's not married to a Catholic. That's what he told me. And then I told him, no, what it's always.
So her husband, so your daughter's husband is not Catholic?
Is that Christian or something? Protestant.
Okay. All right. Well, so here's what I want you to do, Andrea. So I understand why you're hurt, and I understand why this is frustrating for you, especially to see your grandchildren not being raised in the faith. It goes deeper, though, than there either not being a catechism or a catechism class, or your daughter not being interested in passing teaching the kids the catechism. It starts with your daughter's lack of faith. She has left the faith effectively for years, right? I mean, she's not been living her own Catholic faith for a long time, at least since she got married, perhaps even before that, I'm guessing. And you can't give what you don't have, right? So your daughter, for whatever reason, has left the faith, and she's not interested in passing it on to her kids. And so the beginning of this conversation kind of has to be with you understanding more about her faith journey. Where is she now, and how did she get there? And at what point did the church stop being relevant to her? What made her decide to walk away from the Catholic faith? And I don't want you to have I don't want you to pepper her with questions, just one after the other. But these are the kinds of questions that you're saying you have a good and friendly and open relationship with your daughter, that I'd like you to kind of use that relationship to have these kinds of conversations, not all at once, but periodically, maybe every 10th conversation or 20th conversation you have with her, just kind of say, I just really want to understand kind of where you're at. I know that I've kind of antagonized you whenever I've tried to bring up the catechism or teaching the boys the faith. And I realize that really, I don't know enough about you and kind of where you're at and everything. And I don't want to lecture you. I don't want you to feel like, I'm going to criticize you. I just really want to understand where you're at and how you got there and, where you stopped feeling like the faith was relevant to your life and how you relate to God now. I would just really like to know what your story is. And it all has to start there with you really understanding and listening about what's going on in her soul now, and then bringing that to the Lord to figure out what the next steps might be in mentoring her.
The other thing that I really want you to look at, Andrea, is that this time, the fact that they are stationed now so close to you, they could be anywhere in the world, but God's given you this time. And it's a time where your love and who you are as a mom and a grandma can speak way more volumes to your daughter and your grandsons than any of your words or any catechesis could ever. Sending the boys off to a catechesis class is wonderful if they're getting formation in relationship in their personal lives and at home with the people that are surrounding them. That's what you have an opportunity for now. And as a person who grew up in an immediate family where no one had faith, but my aunts had faith, those women were so loving, so caring, so fun to be around. I always enjoyed going there and baking with them or having time with them or, playing gin rummy with them or doing these little things. And then, they talk about just while we were talking, oh, yeah, when I was talking to Father the other day, he told me this funny joke. Or, oh, yeah, we went and we brought dinner to the sisters and we had this wonderful time doing this. Or let's all go to the parish picnic. It gave me a sense outside of what my immediate family in those circumstances had. It gave me a sense of faith. It gave me a sense of belonging. It gave me a sense of inquisitiveness into why these women were so much happier than anybody I was living with at home. And you have this chance to just shine out your faith with love and with caring for your daughter, for the boys, for your son-in-law, in a way that lets them see what it's like to have a relationship with God, that can set, till the soil in their hearts and in their minds for all of this. So remember that loving them and walking with them is going to be much more vital than let's get them to a catechesis program. Let's get them back to CCD. Let's make sure you balance that, because that's what's going to shine out to them and give them something that they don't have.
Well, and they're living with you. They're going to be living with you, right? So how do you live your faith at home right now? You know, do you and your husband pray together every day? You know, you don't have to require them to participate in that, but you could ask them to be part of your daily family prayer. You know, when you're praying at meals, make sure that you're not just saying, "Bless us, O Lord," but you're also thanking God for the answered prayers, asking God for specific help with challenges that you and your husband are facing.
Thanking them for having your family around you again.
When you have a good moment together, as if, you know, you're enjoying each other's company, to say out loud, you know, "Lord, thank you for letting my daughter and her family be here and for letting us be able to get along so well." When you guys are struggling, you know, "Lord, help me to know how to be the mom that my daughter needs me to be right now, or the grandma my kids need me to be," or, you know, to really bring God into the relationship and show how your faith is serving as the source of the warmth and strength in your life and relationships. We talk more about this at Catholic Home, and also in our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Relationships with Our Adult Sons and Daughters. You can check out both of those resources at CatholicCounselors.com, or you can download the Catholic HOM app. We have a grandparenting channel on the Catholic Home app that really supports folks in your position and knowing how to build their relationship with their adult kids and their grandchildren so that they can be a faithful witness in their lives. So if you'd like to learn more about that, you can, again, download and subscribe to the Catholic HOM app, or pick up the book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Our Adult Sons and Daughters. Andrea, thank you so much for the question. If there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us here. 877-573-7825. Today's show titled Stray Sheep, as we talk about dealing with the people that we love who have fallen away from the faith, who are struggling in their faith, who are making choices that are contrary to the faith and values that they either lived before or were raised in. 877-573-7825. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 16.
"I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak."
And I think there are two things that I get from this verse as I reflect on it. Number one, we need to remember that conversion and reversion is the job of the Holy Spirit, primarily. That God is the one who seeks the lost, who brings back the strayed, who binds up the injured, who strengthens the weak. That doesn't mean that we don't have a role to play. It just means that our role is secondary, and that first we need to bring that person to God, and we need to be asking God what role he wants us to play, right? Because if he's the divine physician and we keep sticking our hands in the surgery, we're going to mess things up for him.
Truly.
So what role does he want us to play in the operating suite, if you will? Because he doesn't want us to just stand by passively or not do anything. He wants us to be actively involved, but we need to take our cue from him. So be bringing that person to the Lord. Be confident that God is the one who's doing the work, but also be asking God what he wants you to do, how he wants you to build that relationship, how he wants you to be a more credible witness, what changes you need to effect in your own life to be that effective witness or mentor. Let's begin working with God to bring those we love back to the faith by having the courage to look at our own lives and our own witness first. 877-573-7825. Today's show titled Stray Sheep. Have your kids or other people that you love fallen away from the church or making choices that you are concerned about? Let us help you help them. 877-573-7825. More with your calls coming up after the break.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
The following program is brought to you in part by MyCatholicWill.com. Surveys show that more than half of Americans do not have a will. At MyCatholicWill.com, it takes as little as 15 minutes to write your will and secure a legacy of faith. MyCatholicWill.com is the exclusive online destination for creating a Catholic will. The process of writing a will is simple and now more accessible than ever. MyCatholicWill.com, a legacy of faith for those you love.
The wisdom of Mother Angelica.
I told him about the woman who came to me and said her two children hadn't spoken to each other for 2 years. Their grandma died and she was very wealthy. She left half to each one. She said they're arguing over a commode. She said inlaid. Can you imagine being in hell and somebody saying to you, what are you here for?
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Want more tips for living an abundant life through the theology of the body? Follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Instagram at Catholic Counselors.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today on More to Life, Stray Sheep, as we talk about the people that we love, especially our kids, but really any family member or friend who's fallen away or who is making choices that, you know, go against the faith and values they've said they've lived or were raised to live. How do we serve as effective influences in their lives? 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with our next caller on line two.
Anonymous, listening in Missouri, welcome to More to Life. What's your question for us?
Hey, so you guys know who I am, but I just didn't want to say because in case my parents are listening, because it's about them. So you probably recognize my voice.
I assume we don't. Just go ahead with your question.
Okay. So I am a little worried, kind of like, you know, as the parents get older, my dad's going to be 82. I'm not worried about him, but my mom converted to Catholicism like a handful of years ago because she was raised something else. I don't know what it was, but she's always supportive of my dad. It's always, since I was a kid, sat in the pew at Mass, you know.
And you say that she converted a handful of years ago, but was on the board it says so that she could marry your father. So she's been Catholic.
They've been married like many, many years.
Okay. So what made her convert? Just because he did, or what was that about?
I should ask that. But what I concern is, like, when I talk about stuff I've called into you guys for, you know, it's like, oh, well, when you're older, you'll just get divorced, you know. I don't want to hear about what the Catholic Church says. You know, and there's some things I think she should go to confession for. Not that I'm her judge at all, but I don't think she's a fan of confession. And so I'm trying to think of how I can address that with her without her getting angry at me. And you guys, your topic was great, so I thought I'd bug you guys.
Well, so it sounds like, you know, like you say, you don't really know anything about her story, about why she came into the church or what her relationship with the church is. Now, you know how she reacts when you bring up certain things that are important to you, but you don't know anything about kind of her faith journey, right?
Right.
I'd start there. I mean, I think that really, you know, I think it's okay to say, you know, Mama, I sometimes when I bring up things about, you know, my struggles in my faith or challenges that I'm facing or even good things that I'm experiencing in my Catholic faith, you I'm surprised by your reaction. I'm not criticizing you for it. I'm just saying I'm surprised. And I guess it occurred to me that I don't really know your story at all. You know, I know you came into the church, but I don't really know why. I don't know how you were raised. I don't know what your relationship with the church is now. I just know that when I bring up certain things, you get kind of defensive or a little angry or frustrated. And I guess I'd just like to understand more about you. Can you tell me, you know, kind of where you're at with God, with the church, and why? I'd just really like to understand where you're at and where you're coming from. Because I think that you know, it's helpful because you're assuming that you guys have certain things in common that you may not. you know, there are lots of people who are in the church, but who are not really disciples of Christ, who, you know, they have some kind of relationship with the church or some kind of relationship with God, but not what we might assume it would be.
And the fact that she converted sometime in her marriage, and you're saying she's so supportive of your dad, and you really have no idea what their story is, you really have no way to affect anything in her life because you don't really know her heart. You don't really know who she is or what her story is.
I mean, that's not on you, by the way. We're not criticizing
you. Not at all.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of kids grow up not getting the backstory on their parents. They're the people who provide us with food and shelter and, you know, take us to practice or whatever that is, but we don't go deep. But you have this amazing opportunity right now as an adult woman to an adult woman say, you know, Mom, it occurred to me the other day, I don't really know how you came into the church or where you and Dad are in your faith relationship together and how you pray together. If she's afraid you're going to get divorced someday, how are she and Dad praying so that maybe you can learn from it or something like that? But it's time to cultivate a friendship with your mother so that you can find out who this woman really is. And only then, when you find out who she really is and then you begin to share who you really are, can you have any positive effect in her life.
And you can have those conversations independently, but also, you know, if you do share something that's important to you, and she pushes back or responds in a way that you're not expecting, I think it's okay to just say, you know, I'm a little surprised by your response. I mean, again, not criticizing you for it. I'm just surprised because I thought this would be something that we have in common. Could you help me understand kind of where you're at with that? Like, what do you feel about your faith? What you know, how does your Catholic faith affect you or this, or, you know, kind of where are you coming from with this? Because I'd really just like to understand you better, right? And I think that curiosity is really an important part of any healthy relationship, where instead of reacting defensively in the face of unexpected answers, we can respond in curiosity and say, where's that coming from and what's that about? And I'd really like to understand you and your story better. Because that lets you know what you can share safely with her. It also lets you know what you can minister to, what you want to be praying for.
And it also just lets you know your mom. You know, because I think it's wonderful that you want to be a positive influence on her faith life, but at some point, we all have to realize that our parents will probably go before us, and we want to know who these people were. We want to have a real relationship with them. So I think that God's really calling you to move from just being her daughter, who kind of knows her superficially, which, again, many of us do. I know a lot of 20-year-olds who don't even know what their parents do for a living.
It's true.
Yeah, it's really true. And so now you're further on. You're a full-grown adult. Get to know who your mom is. If you had to write a biography of her, or you wanted to, or you want to pass on her story to your children one day, learn that story now. Learn who she is. Learn what her heart's about. You'll draw closer to her in every way. And then if God's really calling you to be that influence on her Catholic faith, that door will open.
Thanks so much for the question. And as we head into the last few minutes of the program, I just wanted to summarize, you know, some of the main points here. That it's really dangerous when someone we love has fallen away from the church or is making choices that are contrary to the way they were raised or to what they said they believed or what they were raised in. It's really dangerous for us to let our feelings lead that conversation, because either we will end up lecturing or arguing or avoiding because we're afraid to push them away, so we don't do anything. And all of those choices are reactions. They're not responses. The most important thing, number one, is not just bringing them to God in prayer, but bringing yourself to God in prayer and saying, Lord, how do you want to use me? Show me how to build a relationship with this person that would make them more open to you by my witness, by my love. You know, help me to remember to treat them as a person and not a project. Help me to avoid lecturing and arguing and just telling them what the rules are, but really showing them the power of your grace in my life and my relationships so that I can be a credible witness and maybe even a mentor. So be asking the Lord every day what you can do to grow in your own faith and grow in your own witness, and also build the relationship with them, not because you want to change them, but because you want to walk with them. And then be open to how the Holy Spirit gives you opportunities to share that faith or to be that mentor. We talk about all of this and more in our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Our Adult Sons and Daughters, which you can pick up at CatholicCounselors.com. If you'd like more personalized assistance in healing those relationship wounds or learning how you can be a more effective witness to those people that you care most about, reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. We'll hook you up with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, or personal life in the light of God's grace. Again, CatholicCounselors.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. Until next time, remember that with God's grace, there is so much more to life. Have a blessed day.
More to Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program, and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.